It is time for Seeds of Success, a look at leaders in the local agricultural sector, brought to you by Sunderland Co-op, Peterborough County Federation of Agriculture, and the Dairy Farmers of Ontario. It is my pleasure to visit now with Steph Warner, who is with Ronbeth Holstons near Hastings. We'll start with the beginning of the story. Can you tell me a little bit about your history and your involvement in agriculture?
Yeah, so a little bit of the family history here at the farm, Ronbeth Holstons. My sister and I are actually the sixth generation to be farming here. We're fourth generation dairy farmers, and we're very proud that we are able to carry on our family's legacy here. The farm used to be a very small herd of dairy cattle. There were some beef cows, some horses, some chickens, more like a hobby farm. When my great-grandfather was farming here. And then as my grandfather became more interested on the dairy side of things, they started to focus more on the dairy farm itself. And the herd has just grown over the years to where we are today. Presently, the farm, we do milk about 55 cows, and we have around 150 in total on farm. That's right from the baby calves through to the heifers to the milking cows. The cows are very important to us. They're very much part of our family. So when we joke about how many kids we have, we always refer to our cows because we love them very much like we do our family.
Yeah. So tell me about that aha moment and sort of like, hey, this is something that I want to do the rest of my life.
Yeah. So as I mentioned before, it is a family farm. My sister and I are the sixth generation here, fourth dairy farmers. But for me, I basically knew from the time I could talk that I wanted to be a dairy farmer. I spent all my childhood in the barn with my dad and my grandfather, and they certainly are my two biggest role models and have shaped me to who I am today. And I spent a lot of time getting in trouble because they couldn't find me and I would be off playing with the cows somewhere. So for me, it was from the instant that I could speak, I knew I always wanted to be a dairy farmer, and extremely proud and passionate to carry on the family legacy here.
I think that's absolutely amazing. What does your typical day look like?
Yeah, so my day starts about 3:45 in the morning. I get up, usually make a coffee to start the day off, and then I tend to all of our young stock first. So by tending to them, they're all getting topped up on their feed, making sure they all have lots of water with nice, clean, dry bedding to lie on at all times. And just checking that everyone is doing well. We take a lot of pride in caring for our animals, and they are number one. So we spend a lot of time looking at them and making sure they are well. Once all the young stock's looked after, then I move into the milking barn, where the milk cows will get fed their breakfast. And then as they're eating their breakfast, my dad and I go about milking the cows in the barn. And when I'm finished with the milking, then it's time to feed the baby calves the milk that we have from the cows. And same routine with the baby calves, making sure they all have nice, clean, dry beds to lie on, fresh feed, lots of water to drink throughout the day as well. And just checking the overall animal to make sure that they're all doing well as well. We take a lot of pride, as I said, in caring for our animals. And making sure that we're producing an extremely high quality product for all of our consumers as well. So during the day, things vary quite a bit. And then usually about 4:00 in the afternoon, we start back to the same routine that would have been done first thing in the morning as well.
Steph, thank you so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to chat with me.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me again, Jordan.